So we have a lovely semi-triggering topic just to begin the module.
Yeah, I'm still croning.
Yeah.
I don't want to crone all weekend. Yeah. Okay. So one of the beautiful things about that we do this as community, that this isn't just a meditation practice, that we come together and we hang out together for days on end, is we really get to practice what it means to be an awakening and healing community together. And for all of us, this is a practice. All of us come from so much conditioning, from so much cultural and family conditioning that was confused, that was lost, that was ignorant. So all of us have a growing edge. And how do we come together and create together a container that becomes a vehicle? And I really want you to feel into what I'm saying. We are creating something through our intentionality, through the way we show up, through what we do with each other. We're creating a vehicle that is awakening us, and it's also healing us. And what an incredible privilege we have as a community to have this many beings who have that intentionality. Like, just pause and feel what it means to be in a community of beings that have an aligned intention, that care about something in common. And the power that each of us have to generate something that is the activation, you know, the space that allows all of that stuff where culture is really struggling. Like, we get to create a new culture, one that invites our highest, right? We get to do that with our intentionality. And there's some choices we have to think of this as container, which isn't the same as just being myself, right? Because there's something unusual about Luminous. If you haven't noticed, where's the healer? Who here doesn't participate as a healer to every person in this room? Do you guys get that? This isn't just a therapy office where there's professionals and you get to just be you. There's an invitation that we set up here, which is we take a role with each other. You feel that? But this is intentional, because do you know how long it would take if we could only do this 1 hour a week with one person? Do you understand what we're doing here? We've created an opportunity that the whole of the community becomes the vehicle, becomes the healer, becomes the mirror of truth. But with that, there has to be some responsibility. And it's a little bit confusing from the normal frame of therapy, where in therapy, one person is one role and the other person is the other. But here, we do this amazing, complex navigation of putting on the hat of being the container holder and then taking the hat off and being the one receiving that holding. You feel that complexity? Now, that complexity can bring up issues, but it also has gifts, because we're learning that at a moment I can align myself into container holder. And at a moment, I can drop into my most raw isness and be held. And what a beautiful sophistication to grow in oneself. Yeah. And while that's happening, you are being held by container holders who always maintain their role. So you get levels. Do you get that? But because we're in this complexity, there's things that can get confusing, and Luminous probably should have sooner emphasized some of this. So I personally want to apologize. You know, Mike talks about that integrity. It's like I needed to foresee even more what you needed to know. And so last module, there was some suffering that happened among community members where there was some confusion about how to be in the space together. So I want to clarify that. Okay. And please receive my apology for a place I might have fallen down in caring as much as I could have. Okay. I'm sorry that I dropped that piece. Yeah. So, and do know that I care, but sometimes I believe it or not, I'm very, very human. And I'll drop all sorts of things at times, but it's not because I want to. Might be because I'm unaware in a moment. So one of the complexities here is that for you to heal, you have to be able to go into your inner child. You have to literally go into that raw, vulnerable, helpless, lost, young essence and be able to safely bring that into the space. And for us to open, for us to go to that depth of our vulnerability, and for us to allow ourselves to regress, because literally, in order to work your material, you can't do it from a thinking about a story of something that happened to me. You have to literally drop into like being two and be like, right? So in order for this container to create a safety, like a feeling of like it's safe to open that wide, it's safe to share myself with someone else in this space, it's safe to become 3 years old or 1 year old or baby, we have to hold a higher level of clarity, cleanness, and integrity. So we're going to make a request of this community, and we've been navigating this for years. It's like really interesting. We get that who would be better to date than somebody in this room because they're on this path. And maybe that's exciting to meet somebody new or have that intimacy turn into something more. And actually, Luminous has taken off the rule. We used to hold a rule that you shouldn't date anyone in the program. And we've taken the rule off. We're not doing that. But we want to still have a very strong boundary. And the boundary is at the module, during these entire 4 to 5 days, however long you stay, this is not a place to explore sexual or romantic feelings with each other. Because we need to take that out of the container so that it's really, really safe to open and to regress and to be three. Because can you imagine how injurious it is when you're like, I'm three right now, and the person who was transmitting true father then comes on to you. Right? It can really confuse. And also, we're opening so deeply, it can create this intimacy, like maybe you're my mommy, or maybe you're my long lost love, right? This intimacy creates something called transference, where we open so deep and we finally get fulfilled in that spot that had never, ever been touched. And suddenly that person becomes the source of that fulfillment. Right? And it would be easy if I had some frozen needs, we'll be learning about frozen needs this module, to be like, oh, I am the source. Oh, yes, I am. And to take advantage of that openness that got generated by something very special, by this particular kind of practice we do with each other. You guys get that? So what's important is for us to just make a decision that during this period of time, this is a sacred healing and awakening space. And believe me, sexuality and love and romance are sacred. We're not judging that. We're just not going to practice that in this space because we have another intention for this space. Is that clear? We're going to hold this space as container holders. You know, like we're going to keep a certain alignment in our system that everything inside of me is for the awakening and the healing of myself and the other. And my personal needs, I'm not going to try to get those romantic and sexual needs met here during these 5 days and during the next five. You know, each module is like, feel the strength of this container that's in us and around us. And notice what that lets us do. Even for those of us who are having those romantic feelings, it's like, oh, I'm clear. They're arising, but it's not about that now. Does that feel clear? And so I'm going to mention another skill set that we as a community get to grow because we're all growing. I'm growing. Rena's growing. Everybody here is growing. And one skill set is the ability to attune to another, right? To be curious and have like an awareness that's feeling, that can sense, is that other person contracting? Am I perhaps, like for me, I can feel it. Like as I go towards a person, if I feel their system, you know, like you guys know sea anemones? So if their system does something like that, which I can feel energetically, I might feel nervous system, I might actually visually see it. That's a cue. So all of us can grow this capacity to attune to each other and feel if someone feels a little overwhelmed by how close we are, or if we're offering touch, or maybe we're just talking at them and they're like, don't want to be talked at. So we want to grow our sensitivity and our awareness, which is a beautiful skill set, right? Wouldn't it be amazing if the entire world could feel each other so that we could sense those moments? Yeah. But we all also want to grow another capacity, which is the ability to speak for ourselves, like self-responsibility. Sometimes we can get in a mode where we think it's someone else's job to know what we need and want. And we think we're being obvious, but maybe we're not being obvious enough. And for some of us, because of our past traumas, maybe we don't know what we want, or we find out later, or we're not used to voicing what we need and want. So that's another skill set, is to grow our ability to say, hey, I don't feel like talking to you right now. Or I'm needing more physical space. Or I feel uncomfortable. Or, hey, could you back away? I need, you know, like literally specifically speaking what we want. Because something that can happen sometimes is we don't speak it and then we can get really angry that our boundaries got crossed. But it's not totally fair because we haven't been clear. So that's another skill set, is to be that, to be really responsible to speak our needs out loud and take the risk, which for a lot of us, it can be a risk. Oh, I'll offend them. I'll lose connection, right? You feel that? So